This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark here.
I'm Ian.
And Johnson.
And the number's 855-450-3733. What we've been talking about is, well, the New York Times has an opinion piece here, and they seem to know exactly what conservatives and libertarians mean when they say government school. And they're going to enlighten us here. So going on, they toss in the term libertarian on a regular basis here.
Good.
And
I'm really glad to hear that because, yep. you know when the mainstream media is attacking you, you're doing something right. And if the libertarians are perceived of as enough of a threat in whether it's sort of political culture, social media, or whatever it is they think, because obviously the Libertarian Party hasn't really done much anywhere to be an actual threat to anybody, except for here in New Hampshire, where we've actually got some state reps who are Libertarian Party members. But maybe it's the ideas that are penetrating out there. The Ron Paul that he really put the ideas of liberty out there in 2008 and 2012, and got filled large auditoriums full of people when he spoke. Maybe that was kind of a tell. Maybe that was an indicator to these statists, these people who love the government, that, hey, perhaps people are starting to look at other options. Perhaps they're thinking outside the box. I mean, Johnson, you're wearing this shirt tonight, Nobody for President. I just figured that was something you picked up at a right. Liberty Festival or from one of our friends, because we I think Drew from Arizona, one of the guys behind the Ernie Hancock show, he made the signs, the yard signs during the 2016 campaign, Nobody for President. I just figured he got that.
And it looks almost identical to those
right.
signs.
You got this shirt at Walmart.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of those poignant political or anti-political statements, if you will, mm-hmm. that you could possibly put on your body, and it came from Walmart.
Right.
Amazing to me.
It's not much different than the bumper stickers that were asking, they were saying giant meteor for president 2017
yeah.
or 2016.
Because that'd be better than either
right.
of the choices.
But we'd rather all die than these two choices.
An indication that, maybe I'm just looking too deep into it, but it certainly seems like an indication that maybe that's why you've got these articles attacking libertarianism. They're feeling like there's a threat.
The libertarian tradition is indebted, above all, to the Chicago economist Milton Friedman, who published a hugely influential 1955 paper, The Role of Government in Education. A true believer in the power of free markets to solve all humanity's problems, Friedman argued that government schools are intrinsically inefficient and unjustified. Mm. He proposed that taxpayers should give money to parents and allow them to choose where to spend education dollars in a marketplace of freely competing private providers.
Well, that's not really a libertarian position. That's sort of a stopgap measure at best. The true libertarian position is that parents should never be taxed in the first place, and nor should anyone else, because if that is actually what Friedman proposed, and I don't doubt that it was.
Yeah, I know it is. If you take Milton and Rose Friedman Foundation, yeah. that's what they say. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a school choice thing, and that's still a tax-based system. It's still transferring wealth from those who do not have kids to those who do have kids, and it's not fair. It shouldn't exist. If I want to support a school as somebody who doesn't have kids, I should be able to make that choice. But if for whatever reason I don't want to, I should make that choice too. And then that proposal doesn't allow for that.
But the attacks on government schools have a much older, darker heritage.
Hmm.
They have their roots in American slavery, Jim Crow-era segregation, anti-Catholic sentiment, and a particular form of Christian fundamentalism. And those roots are still visible today.
Okay.
Right. That's what it has to, this is where it has to go. Freedom, whenever you talk about it, the ability to make a choice is always racist. Every single time.
Huh?
That's what they say every time. Did you not hear what they just said? Let me go on. Before the Civil War, the South was largely free of public schools. That changed during Reconstruction. When it did, a former Confederate Army chaplain and a leader of the Southern Presbyterian Church, Robert Louis Dabney, was not happy about it. An avid defender of the biblical righteousness of slavery.
But wait a minute. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm misremembering, but... Didn't government schools come about because one of the religions, like, it was either the Catholics or the Christians, one of them was, or the Protestants, one of them was, like, in charge of most of the schools, and the other side wanted to create a government school to counter the first, I forget if it was the Catholic schools that already
existed. It was the Protestants not wanting the Catholics to offer free schools to people, and thus
funded
convert.
By the Catholics,
right?
Not funded by taxes,
right? Catholic schools for free to the poor people. The poor people then become converted to Catholicism, and thus we need to put government schools together in order to do that. They do mention anti-Catholic sentiment here, but anti-Catholic sentiment doesn't have the modern currency that just flat out claims of racism do.
Okay,
And I have no doubt that there are racists that were not happy about the government school options. But going on here, Dabney railed against the new public schools in the 1870s. He and in
just to be
against,
clear, this is a Presbyterian railing. They're saying
yes,
the author of this New York Times article is saying a Presbyterian preacher railed against the public schools. Those public schools were created by Protestants.
Well, Ian, the history of government schools in this country, is sort of a long and halting one. And different communities brought them about for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And, there were fewer government schools in the South before the Civil War than there were after. Reconstruction brought what was a more northern tradition down to the South,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense to you. So, anyway, he inveighed against the unrighteousness of taxing his oppressed white brethren to provide pretend education to the brats of black paupers. For Dabney, the root of the evil in the Yankee theory of popular state education was democratic government itself, which inferred with the liberty of... interfered with the liberty of the slaver South.
What was being said there? So this guy is mad... This preacher from back in the day was mad because black people were getting an education?
Basically, he was mad because the taxation was going on. Whites were being taxed to give education to blacks.
I see. Just because some guy in the 1800s was a racist, that means everybody who's against government schools today is a racist, is what the extrapolation is from this article?
This is an opinion piece from the New York Times.
Yeah. The irony being that the schools, what, in the 50s, that's when the schools taught all the kids to do the Nazi salute and...
probably before
and
that.
Swear to give up their freedom in order to die nationalistic socialism, right? It's a Nazi salute, right? And then the Pledge of Allegiance written by
salute.
A socialist, by a national socialist.
Yeah, but that would have been early, late 1800s, early 1900s.
Right. But it was a Nazi salute and Nazi socialist pledge to die, giving up your freedom for the country in order to pledge loyalty, right? But that's not racist. That has nothing to do with racism, even though killed Jews, right? That's nothing to do with racism, except for... being completely attached to the Nazis, and that's what they were teaching all of American
being a modern liberal
to this
means,
day.
Being a modern liberal means that you can dodge all of the old racism because you don't believe it anymore.
Oh, right.
But being a modern conservative means that you are painted with all the old racism, even if you say you don't believe any of that stuff. And it's no doubt racism still exists, and it probably exists on both sides. But, it's just... Like, you've lost the ability to converse civilly when this card comes out. Like, this is all they've got left is, when you say government schools, what you're really saying is you hate ethnic people or something. And it's a tired, old saw.
According to...
Yeah, well, that's why we have the complete flip side now, where you have all the, you know, conservatives now who have decided to just go full on, where are they all right, and just adopting racism in its entirety. That's not necessarily the extreme that you want to go to either, I would say.
The Bellamy salute, according to Wikipedia, was officially replaced by the hand over heart salute in December of 1942.
Okay.
855-450-855-453 Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moultonhow, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFO. Ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talking about what it really means. when libertarians say government school. It's, well, this is this revealing piece here from the New York Times. They're laying it right on the line. They're showing the history of people who haven't liked government schools, so therefore we're all racists.
Now, can you wear body armor into a government school as a student?
I presume you can.
I wonder about that. Does it get caught? Is Kevlar, what? Is it a metal? Would it get caught by a metal detector?
No, it's not a metal. I don't think it necessarily would. What you're referring to is our sponsor, BulletBlocker.com, and the company started out. It was founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor. Those are two different people, by the way. And their goal was to make backpacks to protect kids in case of a school shooting, which is nice, right? Like, it's good to have something bulletproof right next to you in case bullets start flying. But
as you're running away, sure.
Yeah. What's even better is having a jacket that stops bullets, and now they've got a whole line of clothing and, of course, backpacks and briefcases and things like that. And that really, you got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have a nice jacket that stops bullets, too, especially one that's attractive, well-made, right here in the U.S. You can get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Go check out the selection at BulletBlocker.com. The lives in your family are priceless. Protect them at BulletBlocker.com. I got one of these, and you need to – there's a little bit of lead time, right? Like, this isn't a return in 3 days situation. So you want to be ready for this winter, well, BulletBlocker.com now. Let's go to Mark calling in Utah from Utah. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Today I wanted to talk – first, before I get into my point on the road – I just want to say I got a 3D printer that just shipped to me yesterday, so I'm super stoked about getting that thing started.
Cool. What are you going to make with it?
I'm actually working on a free energy device, just like a little thing like that. So
how are you going to make
it? Who knows, right?
You probably know better than I, but how could you make a free energy device out of plastic printed parts?
Oh, that's just the molding that I'm going to basically, I'm working on an electromagnet, sort of specialized type of electromagnet. And so this is just sort of the mold that I'm going to wrap the wire around. A lot easier than building it by hand.
Neat.
Well, yeah, anyway, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I'm ready for free energy. I want that now.
I'm ready too. My initial point was that everybody who argues against, those of us who don't like the government, they always use the argument about who will build the roads and who will maintain the roads. Well, the question has finally been answered. There's a neighborhood that was run by an HOA in San Francisco, and this is actually Nancy Pelosi's and Barbara Feinstein's neighborhood. Or Dianne Feinstein, my bad. So Dianne Feinstein and Pelosi's neighborhood was run by an HOA, and the city's been, maintaining the roads, and the HOA was supposed to pay the city to maintain these roads. Well, they haven't paid those fines in like 11 years. And so the city auctioned off the neighborhood street. And, one of the residents of the neighborhood, bought the streets, and they're going to recover they're thinking about recovering their investment by selling parking spaces on the streets.
There you go. People can drive around or whatever. I'd put up a toll only for Feinstein and Pelosi.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Indeed.
All right,
there are actually quite a few. Thank you for the call, Mark. Quite a few private roads in California, because traffic is just so god-awful down there in, like, L.A., people have opened up private roads that people are willing to pay in order to get to work more quickly. They're willing to pay a subscription fee to be able to ride on these roads that are completely private. So, the answer to that, to the question is who will build the roads, is anybody who wants to make a profit. When somebody asks who will build the roads, they're not actually asking whether or not the private market can adhere asphalt to the ground, because we know the answer to that. The private market already paves the roads, the parking lots, and all these other things. Government just pays them to do it in some cases. What they're actually asking is
pay them too much.
How are we going to make roads without the power of eminent domain to threaten people out of their property? And, well, the answer to that is auction theory. You're going to have to do a little more research than what I'm going to say to you right now in order for it to be convincing. So if you want to be convinced, then you can look up auction theory. If you want to be comfortable in your position that nobody but the government can handle roads, just sit there in your ignorance. Sit there smelling of your own filth. But I'm going to go ahead and make the quick argument for auction theory. Basically, you have point A and point B. You find two lines between point A and point B, neither of which will be exactly straight.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe three, one of which is straight and two of which are close to straight.
Like roads. The old railroads back in the day.
And then you offer everybody along those lines an offer for, that stretch of stuff through their property. You make them an offer.
Mm-hmm.
And that offer is contingent upon everybody else in line A, B, or C, depending on which line you're in.
Mm.
Accepting that offer. So that way you don't have the people who are trying to drive up the price. If they do, then you're just going to people are just going to go to the other line or lines.
Right. So when people would be trying to drive up the price, if they were going sequentially, like, I'm going to buy this plot of land, then this plot of land, then this plot of land, and it wasn't all connected like you're saying that they all had to do it, they all had to agree, then the person who's five plots of land in is be like, well, they got to buy my land
right
now, so I'll just jack up the price by 10 times what it would normally be worth. But you're saying the auction theory thing where you're sort of bidding two different paths against, or more than two, presumably, different paths against one another, that's how you keep the price down.
Yep, that's how you do it. And in the case of government roads, here's how they do it. They, the most influential person who can make the most amount of money by the road going through a given place, that's the person that decides the route of the road. And then
the railroad days they did, right? Where, one town or whatever, governor of a state or town mayor wants the road to come there, so they did whatever they could to make sure that would happen.
Right, the payoffs, the bribes, the log rolling, whatever it takes. And then if somebody who happens to be along the path of that route says that they don't want to sell, well, then that person has to have their property taken, because God knows you can't stand in the face of progress, progress being enriching whoever had the government connections in the first place. Now, everybody listening understands intuitively, oh, yeah, that makes perfectly good sense is how roads are put in up to this point. But it's so hard for people to internalize, well, what about the roads? And again, as a libertarian, I'm willing to trade the roads for the government getting out of things like education that it doesn't belong in. You want the government the most inefficient form of organization that man has ever known to run the roads. By God, you can have it. Stop taking my money for schools.
Yeah, I don't see how the roads could be much worse than they currently are. I mean, they're pretty bad.
We wouldn't know. We're not even able to compete.
Yeah.
The 99%+ of the road money goes to roads.
We can have an idea. Look at the roads in Disney.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Look at the private roads. In office parks, Disneyland. I mean, they're generally taken care of much better.
But we don't really see innovation in the area of roads.
No. Well, there's not enough competition.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It's the Live Tuesday edition. And it's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Johnson.
And you give us a call at...
I heard that.
What was that?
He's got his mouth full.
Well, what? I didn't see he was chewing. It's my fault.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He still does.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. More here from the New York Times.
That's it, Johnson. We're docking your pay.
Telling us, right. You're down from zero. New York Times
all
telling
that
us.
Free ad revenue over the years for all the things, you know, the projects that I support.
Indeed. Hey, I heard a rumor that you might be working on something behind the scenes. Is that something you want to talk about, or should we not tease it until it's ready?
Let's not tease it.
Okay, that's probably the best thing.
Well, the New York Times, or at least an opinion piece thereof, makes the claim that those that use the term government school are, in fact, a bunch of racists.
I want to hear more about it, but first, I want to let you know about Dash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you'll find out why.
Let's, speaking of things that might in fact be racist, let's talk to Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and President Trump from New Jersey sent his regards to all of you. And,
you talked to President Trump?
That's nice. Nice of him to mention this.
At least there is no, you know, no transcript that will come out in the open, unlike the leak in the White House, if I ever gonna talk to. Hello, Johnson. Good evening to you. How are you? You see, he's a very tame individual right now. And, you know, send my regards to Chris Cantwell. Tell him, you know, I have, you know,
why don't you call Chris Cantwell?
Yeah, like, why don't you call Chris Cantwell?
Radical Agenda is the name of his show. Give him a ring.
I would love to hear you call into Chris Cantwell's
show. You know, got David Duke. I listen to David Duke, actually. But, you know.
Because what happens when you put two races? What happens?
The New York Times.
Hold on. He's jumping to New York Times and. Chris Cantwell wouldn't put up with you for a minute, you animal.
I want to know. What is it? What is it like if you put two racists together on the air?
You are a racist.
You are.
What about you know, a white guilty and a racist? I'd like to know how that combination will work out. But, yeah, regarding the New York Times, that's very interesting that you bring up the New York Times, because I did read today's New York Times, and there were two interesting articles that came out of there about how President Trump is working his tail off in his vacation here in New Jersey.
He's working on his vacation?
That's correct. This being a weekday, okay? This is a Tuesday, right? Okay? It's not a weekend. There's no holiday tomorrow or the day before. But, and also the second one is about group and identity politics and the white in this country. It grabs my attention right away, and I find the article very, very interesting, to say the least. You want to know my reaction to that, guys? You want to know my reaction to that? I'll give you my reaction to that article right now.
Sure.
If I may.
Go ahead. Yeah.
May I?
Which article?
Group and Identity Politics.
Group and Identity Politics and the white people of this
country.
But
we haven't read that article.
Yeah, I haven't read it either. But
today's the online. Do you go online in White Times?
Huh?
Yeah,
no.
But I can't read it now, so go ahead.
Okay. My reaction to that is this. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Can anyone dispute the fact that Obama is influenced by the black culture? The whole being of Obama, who he is, what he is about.
The whole thing about Obama is
he identifies himself as black. And he's down with that quote-unquote black struggle. Now, the animal, by the way, did not stay quiet, because there's an election coming up in Kenya. And he he weighed in on that election coming up in Kenya. Now, why would Obama forget that there's also, a political upheaval going on right now in Venezuela? Why would he, you know, conveniently forget about that whole thing? Why would he not say something about what's going on in Venezuela?
Maybe he's embarrassed that socialism's failing?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
God bless you, whoever said that. Yes, indeed. There you go. Finally, someone's hit the right note.
What does Obama's opinion about Venezuela have to do with anything? He's not the president right now.
He weighed in with Kenya. He weighed in with what's going on in Kenya. There's an election coming up in Kenya.
Okay, so what Ralph is saying is that somebody, I would presume a reporter, asked Barack Obama what he thought about this thing or that thing.
They did not ask Obama. Obama came forward.
How would he come forward unless there was a reporter around?
So he spoke out about, what you're saying is Obama spoke out about the Kenyan election, but didn't talk about what's happening in Venezuela.
In Venezuela, right. There you go. There you go.
Well, maybe he just needs to listen to more Free Talk Live. We talk a lot about that here.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Appreciate it.
That's my. I can't take any more screaming.
You know, ever since you told me that Ralph is like a white man from the islands, right? You told me
what?
That.
What?
Didn't you?
I didn't tell you that.
No.
I thought
he's
you
a Filipino.
A Filipino. Okay. Filipino. Yeah. But you told me he was white, correct?
I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
No. Okay. So I thought that he's always referring to the black animal, and I thought that he was in fact a white racist. I remember having
he's a Filipino racist.
Filipino racist.
Filipinos are notoriously. I'm sure there's some Filipinos who aren't racist.
I have.
But they're notoriously racist against blacks in the Philippines. That's what I've heard.
I remember at some point having a conversation.
Johnson,
that
before
he was
you
a
go
white
on,
Filipino.
I don't think that happened.
It sure doesn't sound like it.
Don't you think it's hilarious
when
Ian reiterates over and over this information that he heard somewhere that I hear them Filipinos is racist as hell, right? Like
that's what I've heard, man.
Basically making a racist. It's an ethnocentric statement, but certainly an anti-cultural statement about some group of people. You don't know the difference between crap and ice cream when it comes to Filipinos. Keep that.
I wouldn't know what one looks like.
Yours.
Sure.
I don't know why you do that. Somebody.
Because that's what I've heard.
Sure. Well, somebody told you. Somebody from Guam told you that they, heard something.
I know because the entire time, every time I think of Ralph, I know it's bothered me because I've tried to establish a picture of him in my head, right? Just based on that wacky accent of his, right? But ever since you told me it was white with that accent, I've been picturing him as actor Jared Harris. He's sort of, he's been on the show The Expanse. King George the Sixth on The Crown, the show The Crown. He's kind of this famous British actor, actually, but he's got this real high voice. He was Lance Price on Mad Men. He's been in some various favorite things. He was on Fringe. Anyway, I've always pictured Ralph as looking kind of like this guy because he has kind of a similar voice. Not the same accent at all, but a similar voice to Ralph. And I just want to know, what does Ralph look like?
According to...
Could Barack Obama run for president of Kenya?
I don't know what the rules are there. But according to Quora.com and the question, are Filipinos as racist against blacks as I keep reading... according to Wayne Spillett, who says he lived in the Philippines, he says, quote, not in the way that Western whites are racist against blacks, insofar as Western whites still sometimes wrongly consider themselves intellectually and morally superior. Oriental Asians, in general, favor lighter skin amongst their own kind, whereas whites fry themselves in UV to get a tan each year. Asians use parasols and other such tools to shade themselves, and there's also a huge market for cosmetic whitening products.
So apparently not.
And there's more, here, if you want to hear that, coming up.
Indians.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused
prized household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, if you wish to comment on, well, the New York Times piece here that says that people that use the term government schools instead of public schools are a bunch of racists.
We were talking about, we can get back into that, but we were talking about the question about Filipinos and the allegation that they tend to be racist.
Oh, yes.
Towards blacks, and I was reading
it. Which I find to be a racist statement, and why we're entertaining it
at
all.
No, it's not a racist statement. It's just a statement of things that people say. So that doesn't mean that just because people are saying that they've heard that Filipinos are racist towards blacks, not all Filipinos, but, you know, enough to be worth commenting on, that's not a racist statement to make an observation of.
It's a culturally insensitive statement, and if it was applied in other circumstances, it would seem racist. Do you understand that? To make a blanket statement...
That person doesn't know what a racist is, because a racist is somebody who believes that one race is inherently superior to others. So to make a statement that, oh, it's common for people to say that Filipinos tend to be racist towards blacks is not a racist statement. That's just observing what some people say. In fact, it's common enough. There's a question on Quora.com.
There's a question about everything on Quora.com, but go ahead.
And I was reading the explanation from one man, Wayne Spillett, who appears to have lived in the Philippines, and he says that apparently Asians, Oriental Asians, favor lighter skin amongst their own kind. So unlike...
Isn't Oriental a racially insensitive term, too?
You could say... Some people have said that. Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. Or is not. But anyway, he says that... So unlike, let's say, American white people who are constantly trying to tan themselves, he says that Asians use parasols and other tools to shade themselves. and there's a huge market for cosmetic whitening products. Furthermore, he says dark skin is often associated with people who work outside, which implies a menial job, something else which, if you'll pardon the pun, colors their views on skin color. A Filipino or other Asian may express a wish not to marry a black person, but that doesn't necessarily relate to racism in the sense that we know racism in Europe or America. It's more like a preference for eye or hair color. Generally speaking, in Asia, blacks are not treated differently to other foreigners, though if you look at things through a West-tinted lens, you might not realize this. So that explains, you know, if somebody is a Westerner going into the Philippines and they see this obsession with being lighter-skinned, and that, you know, that translates into not wanting to marry or date darker people, one could understand why one might extrapolate from that, these people are racist.
There you go.
I brought up Indians as well because it's kind of fairly well known.
Yeah, I had a roommate at one point that was Indian, and it's kind of a funny story. He explained this to me that apparently northern Indians tend to be more light-colored skin and southern Indians tend to be more dark-colored skin, and that this is somehow an issue of pride for the northerners.
Well,
or
it's
something.
Also that they just don't like black people, a lot of Indians.
I don't have the answer to that.
I mean, it's even well known that, you know... Wow, my brain just failed.
Indians, black people.
Famous Indian guy, peace activist.
Gandhi.
Gandhi was,
yeah, he was
extremely racist.
Yep.
Yeah.
That much I've heard. It's been a long time since Gandhi died.
There's some quotes from Gandhi.
So
didn't
my roommate was telling me about this, propensity for Indians to prefer light-colored skin, and then I asked him, well, which one are you? Because, like, I didn't know.
Did he take offense?
What's that?
Did he take offense?
Oh, yeah, he did. He didn't like that at all. Well, how was I supposed to know where you're from?
Or how are you supposed to know that he was, in fact, racist?
Or that light skin, are you the light skin or the dark skin? Because I don't know.
Right.
There you go. Anyway, that was the story as it was told to me. Going on here from the New York Times, one of the first usages of the phrase government schools occurs in the works of an avid admirer of Dabney, Dabney being this racist that they reference here from the 1870s. The Presbyterian theologian A.A. Hodge, less concerned with black paupers than with immigrant papist hordes, Hodge decided papists are Catholics, Ian, just in case you
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. less concerned with black paupers than, immigrant papist hordes, Hodge decided that the problem lay with public schools' secular culture. In the 1887, he published an influential essay painting government schools as the most appalling engineering for the propagation of anti-Christian and atheistic unbelief and of antisocial nihilistic ethics, individual, social, and political, which is this sin-rent world has ever seen. So he clearly didn't like government schools if they were not religious enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a mistake to see this strand of critique of government schools as a curiosity of American sectarian religious history. In fact, it was present in the creation of the modern conservative movement, when opponents of the New Deal welded free market economics into Bible-based hostility to the secular democratic state. The key figure was an enterprising Congregationalist minister, James W. Fifield, Jr., who resolved during the Depression to show that Christianity itself proved big government was the enemy of progress. So, okay, now we've got somebody in the 30s saying that they don't like big government and they're Christian, is the evidence that is laid forth here. I just find this to be the most flimsy of reasons why, like, let's address the issues that opponents of government schools bring up, rather than sort of...
Well, it's easier to attack the messenger.
It certainly is.
Right?
It's easier just to say...
Find fault.
Racist, racist, racist. So, let's go to David calling in on Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey. Just FYI, I sent you some legit coin to your legit coin address, so... That transaction should clear on the legit coin blockchain in a couple days now.
You're talking about gold and silver.
Presuming the United States Postal Service doesn't lose it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wish I would. Yeah, indeed. I wish there were better options there, but, you know, such is the violence of the state. But anyways, Mark, I called up to ask a question specifically for you because I think you're the only one on the panel tonight that actually has kids. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, I've got two little boys, right? One's four, one's two.
Congratulations.
And thank you. The older one, he's got a tablet. The younger one has a tablet, too, but he's sort of kind of like, you know, just, you know, watches one thing that he knows is there. Mm-hmm. But the old one's on YouTube, and what I've noticed is it's just like he just gets bombarded with statism, right? So he's into the Paw Patrol, and I'm constantly having to say, yeah, the firefighter dog, good dog, right? EMS dog, good dog. Oh, the cop dog, no, bad dog. Stay away from that dog, right? And you know, now we're, you know, he's getting older. He, you know, maybe wants to play football, and they're, you know, saying pledges to, like, you know, false idols and, you know, craziness like that. Some people call it flags. And I'm just wondering, as a parent, like, what, if anything, do you do to, like, sort of kind of protect your kid from the brainwashing power of the state?
Sometimes I talk about news stories. I mean, I'll get whipped up about a news story at home or whatever. And, you know, at that point, you can obviously see an anti-statist bend in me. What I try to do is have sort of realistic conversations with him about what's right and what's wrong and what going on here is right and wrong. I guess I just have heart-to-hearts with him now and then. I don't want my son to be, you know, on the outs with other kids because he's taking some principled stand on the flag that he doesn't feel. I mean, if he comes to some conclusion later on about the flag, then that's, you know, his business. But I'm not going
right.
to. I mean, my son doesn't even know the Pledge of Allegiance because, I
didn't go to government school.
Yeah, he didn't go to government school. I haven't taught it to him. And
that's got to be the number one thing to, you know, unindoctrinate or prevent your kids from being indoctrinated in the first place is just not let them go to government school ever.
But, you know, we're actually going to be homeschooling our kids. You know, we're in a position where thankfully we can do that. But, you know, my wife actually sent my oldest one to preschool at like 2 or 3 years old. And I swear to God, one day he came back. This is a church-run preschool. He didn't come back saying a prayer to the Lord or nothing like that. He came back saying the pledge.
Got him right away with it, huh?
Yeah. And it was just sort of kind of disturbing, right? And I'm like, you know, especially with like the police thing, it's like, well, how do I approach this? Because I want him to, you know, I don't want to scare him, right? I don't want to bust out and say, hey, kid, it's really not like that. Here's the Kelly Thomas video. And you know, at 4 years old.
Beat the cops.
Yeah.
Beat to death.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a very sad video, but that's the realistically what, you know, a lot of these people do. As a matter of fact, all of them threaten to do like on a daily basis. So it's like, it's not quite like what you're seeing on the cartoons where it's like this cute, cuddly dog who always helps people. No, you know, I don't know how to communicate that. How do I communicate to a kid?
Gently would be my statement is, you know, if you're trying too hard for your opinion to be their opinion, they're never going to be able to defend it. So
no, it's not about that. I don't know.
Well, if anybody has any suggestions, they're welcome to call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. How do you communicate, you know, being against the state to your kids? 855-450-3733.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? The costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.